Good morning, everyone. The time is 8 a.m. and you are tuned to WREV 90.1 FM Burlington. So thank you so much for tuning in. I am DJ Io and you are listening to Over the Moon. So I will be with you for the next hour if things decide to work for me. I'm having like technology issues again, but like it's honestly not an episode of Over the Moon if I'm not having a technology issue. Like, it's part of the charm. There we go. Now it's fixed. So let's get right into it with one of my personal favorites, LA2 by Michelle Tamer.
Say what you say about me, but I'm trying not to care. It's OCD and it's on repeat like an echo in my head. Just play guitar with a broken arm on a painful melody. An empty heart and a heart-shaped scar, it's not so hard to see.
Same, I put a smile on my face. 'Cause I
And you just heard Cul-de-Sac by Maya John, Pacific by Chase Petra, and to start we had LA2 by Michelle Tamer, which one of my personal favorites. I was actually listening to it on the way over. But before we get into more music, which I have plenty of, we have a quick PSA about sun protection, because if you're outside today, you know that it is basically a beach day. Finally, spring is here and warmer weather is on the way. Well, this is an exciting prospect. There are certain dangers to be aware of and take precaution against. One of the big ones is skin damage from the sun. According to a study by the National Institutes of Health, sunburns are much more common among younger age groups, specifically people aged 18 to 29, who account for over 50% of sunburn prevalence in the U.S. Intense, repeated sun exposure can lead to premature aging of the skin, precancerous skin lesions, and even skin cancer if care is not taken to protect oneself from the sun's rays. Here are some effective ways to prevent sunburns. When spending time outside, try to sit in locations with plenty of shade. Wear clothing that provides sufficient coverage from the sun's rays. Most importantly, be sure to wear sunblock of SPF 30 or higher and apply every 2 hours. Get outside and enjoy your favorite college radio station in the warmth, but be sure to properly protect your skin. This message is brought to you by your Lotioned Up DJs at WREV 90.1 FM Burlington. If you don't know, I'm a ginger, and like one of the reasons I decided to come to UVM is to escape the sun. So even in this weather, I probably need to be wearing sunscreen, but like, I don't. So this is a good reminder for all of us. So wear your sunscreen, gang. All right, and let's just get right back into the music now. So we have Arbitrum by Sparkbird.
Or trees are just the fruit of an even bigger tree.
if you call me good girl. One more time, and my fist will meet your skull.
I sometimes walk naked, a child in the garden, and I pretend that there is no other way. Despite the distant shadow of incredulous laughter, echoing as if I should know why it's there. But I like the feeling. I'm at the beginning of time, and no thoughts of who I am have entered my mind. I bend over the river and catch a glimpse of something that's none of my business. As I scoop some up to drink, I disperse whatever it was, and you can scream at me all you want that the greatest love affair is with myself, that it should be passionate, unwavering, no shadow of a doubt that I am in love with my body, and my body is in love with me, but I am not. The water is not in love with the cup that I drink from.
Of this relationship with my body, that third eye turned inward, turning. Running as if it's a dream, getting out and waiting back in. Through the quagmire of who I might be, balancing the scaffolding of skin.
You just heard Paris Pamela, Good Girl, before that, Aphrodite by Ella Red, Nas is Cold, and to start we had Sparkboard with Arbitrum. So don't worry, we still have half an hour left, but before we get into more music, we do have just a quick news segment. So the first thing I want to do is I want to thank everyone who was involved and donated to Love My Club. If you don't know what that is, that's the fundraising effort that happens every week. I'm sure you heard all the other DJs talking about it last week. But WRUV has come in first place with $23,600 in donations, with 250 donors 64 of which were alumni, and averaged about $100 per donor. Thank you all so much. Like, because you guys donate, that means that we get to keep delivering you guys amazing shows and doing all these cool things, and just, I cannot thank you enough. Would like to mention one of my friends, though, who decided to donate to the Bike Club and a couple other clubs, like Prism, and not WRV, and I know for a fact he's listening right now, so I'm considering taking back that rally cap poster. But, in more news, the UVM grounds crew has been laid off in favor of private contractors, according to the Cynic. Now, my heart just goes out to everyone who's probably, like, looking for jobs right now because of this. Like, that's, like, genuinely, like, the thing I like about UVM is that, like, we do a really good job at clearing the snow, and, like, I don't know how I really feel about them switching to private contractors when, like, I think it's good that we have local jobs like these. So, I'm not, like, super averse to the topic, though, but I'm just, I don't think it's the best call that could have been made. If you disagree with me, though, feel free to chat in. But, in other news, yesterday was town meeting day, Tuesday, so we have results in for that. There will be a 5-cent tax increase. Basically, what that's going to do is it's going to help fund paychecks for town employees, so teachers, firefighters, police, that sort of thing. So we're in a deficit right now. I believe it's about $12 million, I want to say, but don't quote me on that. So basically, it's just to help close that gap and like keep paying for the people who make this town run. And in terms of election, Ward 7 Councilor Evan Whitwin and Ward 8 Councilor Merrick Broderick have won re-election, so congrats to them. And our last piece of news for the day is, this is a story on The Cynic by Elias Galligan. Stop drinking energy drinks. So I read this one, and like, I have overdosed on caffeine. Like, back when I was doing my graveyards, if any of you guys were like tuned in for that, like, I do know like how much caffeine can like really mess with you. But at the same time, like, I do kind of like, I'm not gonna stop, in all honesty. Like, I love Red Bull. Red Bull sponsor me. Like, is it good for me? No. Is anything I do good for me, though? Like, that's the question. Like, I feel like in this day and age, you gotta pick your poisons. And, like, yeah, you could try to, like, fix your sleep schedule or, like, try to factor in more time for rest. But, like, that's really hard to do, especially, like, since I feel like a lot of the listeners are college students or, like, UVM adjacent. You guys probably get that we all have insane schedules. Like, so, I mean, like, you kind of just have to pick your poison. Like, is coffee and tea better for you caffeine-wise? Yeah, they are, but, like, I mean, you're not going to get the same kick as if you, like, have a Red Bull or two. So, I do definitely agree with a lot of Elias's points about it being, like, bad for you and, like, not, probably not the greatest choice or morning routine to have. Like, I bought a 12 case of Red Bull last semester, and I genuinely didn't think I'd finish it, and it's gone. I need to pick up more, so yeah, it's a really interesting article, though. I would highly recommend you go over to The Cynic and, like, check it out, because, like, it's good. Like, do I agree with it? No. Am I going to stop? Also, no, but come on. It's me. Like, I don't know what you guys were expecting. Like, so, before we get into more music, we just now have our weather, and I'm not looking for right weather. Okay. If anyone's going out to J Peak today, it is 32 and feels like 24. So if anyone's skiing today, hit a black diamond for me, please. Like, but Burlington's weather, it is 30 degrees, partly cloudy, with a high of 45 that we'll be seeing late afternoon around 3 p.m. before the sun starts to set and gets cloudy again. And we'll also be seeing a low of 26, which will kind of like come later into the night. So we're at 30 degrees right now, so kind of closer to the low. So it's only going to get warmer for here. And we're going to hopefully see some more sun today. Like, it's basically a beach day, guys. Like, I mean, they should cancel school so we can all go to the beach and hang out. Like, I don't think Lake Champlain is frozen anymore. So, all right. Well, that is your news segment. Stay tuned, because next up, I'll have my folklore segment. But before all that, we have I'm So Pretty by Mermaid on Mars.
could see it in divine light, but I see it in the huddle on the 4-5. Something holy in the way they're holding on to the hope just to stay alive.
If you could read my mind, I'm sure that you'd be horrified. You'd kick and scream and cry. Where did you sleep last night? To shine, call her Prometheus. She's always on my mind.
Is there room for the cursed among the exalted and the virgins? Do they see the people outside the steeple? So-called sinners and the serpent. The old guys gave us.
Just heard Prometheus on the 405 by Janani K. Ja, Flower Face by Skeleton Key remix by Flower Face, featuring Rabbitology. I'm sorry, I don't know what's up with me today. Before that, you had The Hand by Annabelle Dinda, and to start this set, I'm So Pretty by Mermaid on Mars. So, for our story today, like, this is kind of relevant because if you are on the UVM Yik Yak, you know that everyone is Pompeii posting right now. So, why not talk a little bit about the curse of Pompeii? It's also known as the curse of the stolen relics, which is a modern legend suggesting that anyone who removes artifacts, such as stones, tiles, or pottery, from the ruins will face catastrophic bad luck, illness, or financial ruin. Over 100 tourists have reportedly mailed back stolen items to reverse this misfortune. So tourists often report illnesses like breast cancer or financial disasters or just misfortune after taking souvenirs without asking. So, but that's not the first myth that came about regarding Pompeii. The divine retribution myth came about like closer to when the eruption was. It was believed that Vulcan, who was the Roman god of smiths and metalwork, became angry and released Mount Vesuvius for the immoral and evil things that the people of Pompeii were doing. So, it's been a while. There's, like, a lot of stories about this. This since, like, obviously Pompeii is old, and when we started discovering it, like, that's fascinating. A city buried under ash. I'm gonna be real though, I really think that like the curse of the stolen relics is probably just some archaeologists like trying to keep everything where it's supposed to be, because like that's one of the big things with like those monuments and archaeological sites that are open to the public. It's like literally anything could be important. Like it could even like a shard of pottery could have like some lettering on it that like changes our understanding of Roman life. So it's, like, just best practice in general to, like, leave everything where you found it. Like, it's like the national park rules. Leave no trace and take nothing type thing. So bats were real morphing with it, but as a classics minor, I love Pompeii. Like, it's so cool. It's absolute tragedy. Like, I've visited a few times, and it's a very solemn sight. I feel like sometimes people can forget that, like, the plaster casts are real people. Like, some of the worst behavior I've ever witnessed was, like, a group of people I knew at Pompeii imitating the statues, like, or plaster casts. Like, it was... one of them in specific that I remember is it was someone, and they were kind of, like, curled up a little. They were, like, it was as if they'd been sitting against a wall, like, head in their hands. Like, it was, you obviously couldn't see their face. Their plaster casts aren't that good. I mean, they're amazing, but, like, they're not that detailed. There's not the fine details, but you can just tell from the posture alone that they were genuinely scared. They were terrified. Like, and it's fascinating that we can, like, still recognize that kind of emotion in humans that lived thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago. Like, and to kind of, like, see that get made light of, like, that's not cool. So, TLDR, the curse of the ancient relics is probably just archaeologists trying to get people to leave stuff alone and respect the site. So, yeah, that's my little rant about that. Like, I love ancient history, so, like, that's one of the reasons why I'm, like, so passionate about that. And, like, that's also one of the reasons why that's kind of just... I could not look at those people the same after that. Like, I was like, oh, yikes. So, yeah. Be nicer again. Be normal about the plaster casts and respect them, or I'm gonna judge you. anyways, our next song before we end off the set is Lace by Mel Brandt and the Mercy Makers. The end. And you just heard Lace by Mel Bryant and the Mercy Makers. That is unfortunately the last song of the show today, so thank you all so much for tuning in. Just a heads up that next week I will not be on air. In fact, the schedule's probably going to be a bit crazy next week since it's spring break for everyone here at UVM. So unfortunately I won't be on air next week, but I will be back the week after. So next time you'll be hearing my voice on air is the 18th of March. So that's 2 weeks from now. So I'll be back then, ideally with some more new music. And tonight is Exposure, so don't forget to tune in. As well as, I don't know what band is going to be playing, but 6 to 8 p.m. I think we're doing a shortened show today, so make sure to tune in for that. I will be in the booth, so you won't be hearing my voice, but I'll be there with you enjoying the show. So with that all said and done, thank you for tuning in, and get ready for some more great music. Mm-hmm.